Yo, yo, this is Kyle with the AK96 podcast. I'm back. You already know who this is. Again, it's your boy Kyle, along with my dog.
Yes, sir. We staying consistent. It's your boy Alex.
I'm gonna let Kyle explain that. So why have we done this for 2 or 3 weeks, man?
Well, I had a little foot injury, low key, a couple of weeks ago. We were going to do it, but I was like, you know what, man? I messed up my foot. Can't walk. Being tied down by life, but nah, like you said, we're back consistent. I was really missing it a little bit. I was listening to other people's podcasts, and I was like, I got it. So I was like, can't wait to be back. But nah, that's what I've been doing. I'm good, though. I've been back into the gym. My leg is good. Just a little minor leg sprain. I was doing some stupid stuff.
Yeah, I thought you broke it when you were talking about it. I was like,
huh? I woke up. Okay, so what happened was when I sprained, so basically my foot went left and my shoe went right. A light sprain, but I was able to walk up the stairs, so I knew I was okay.
It hurt like crazy.
Right. But it didn't really get me till the next day because I woke up, tried to use the bathroom, tried to put weight on my foot, and I was not having. I fell immediately to the ground, tried to crawl a little bit. I'm out of commission. I'm good. What about you, dog?
I'm hitting the gym more seriously.
Actually,
I
re-up
on my weight protein.
Dang, you been eating on this?
I mean, I've been drinking twice a day. I've been gaining 5 pounds. So I just have like 15 or 20 more.
This is good. The cookies and cream.
Yeah, the cookies and cream whey protein. I mean, they're not sponsoring us, but yeah. This stuff is really good. It's really good. I like that and chocolate.
I have some strawberry stuff.
I don't like strawberries.
That's what this. Disgusting.
Yeah, bro, it's nasty.
Do you put milk in there or you drink it with water?
No, I put milk.
Oh, see, that's my thing. I was drinking with water.
Ew, no wonder, bro.
But see, I don't like milk.
Really?
Like, I'll eat it with cereal, but I won't like, well, let me drink a glass of milk. Like,
nah, I'm not. That's weird. That's like cartoon stuff, bro. But, only people in cartoons do that. But nah, I yeah, lactose free, you know, with lactose is hard, so I can't really do that. And then,
creatine
too. You feel me? We talking fitness talk. You feel me? Creatine, I take that twice a day. It's safe to take it like.
Wow, fruit punch?
Yeah, it's good. You mix that in with a little bit of water.
Right. Now,
yeah,
that I drink with water. But I didn't know they had different flavors.
Yeah, because I wasn't drinking straight. It's like a Coke, bro. Like, spill.
It has no taste. It's just powder.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's all I got. Yeah. I got some in the grill. I literally take a spoonful, eat it, and then just chug
it. Yeah, I never understood that. I was like, bro, you're going to be done. But I was like, you. That was like clean
fitness days. But creatine does help. I'm telling you, man, like you'll be.
I don't feel it, but I feel myself gaining weight.
Exactly. You gain the weight, and then like the little stuff you've been doing at the gym, like you'll be able to do more reps. Exactly. So, yeah. Nah, creatine does help. But now I'm gonna be back in the gym. I hit the gym earlier this week. Mm-hmm. I was hitting my back, and I had like, where's the back pain? Like Friday. But like I had messed around with my back, and I was straight.
Bro, I've been doing stretches every morning.
See, that's where I messed up. When I went to the gym, I just hopped right into it.
Nah, you got to stretch.
Yeah, I was like, oh, man.
I learned that the hard way, too, when I was doing leg day. My lower back was hurting. I was just like, I got to start stretching.
Yeah, you got to start. Yeah, so now this week we're going to go. I was told we're going to do a 38.
Detox?
Not detox, but that's a part of it. But we're going to do like a 30-day gym thing for February.
I'll do that with you.
Okay, cool. Now,
every day?
Every day. I'm going to try to do 30. The goal is 25, but the goal is to do 30. But basically, I'm just try to hit it hard consistently the whole month. Okay, and if I know I can hit it consistently.
If I have 7 days a week, I'm definitely about to go
exactly,
easy.
Exactly.
I usually do 4 to 5 days a week. And then, I have to push it.
So pretty much the weekends is your off day?
Yeah, weekends I'm resting. Let my body chill out. But, during the week, bro, you live, but... The gym etiquette be killing me, bro. People be slamming the weights and stuff. That's the only thing that be killing me. Like, it's certain crunch, but it's just crunching more like the meatheads and dudes that be pumping that iron.
There's some dudes that crunch that be pumping iron.
You feel me? Everybody. I'm trying to get like them. Yeah. But I think now the white one, like when we used to go to Planet Fitness, you know, nobody really working out. Everybody came in for pizza and like the muffins and crap.
Which I don't get.
Yeah.
But come on.
You go to Planet Fitness and playing yourself. Right. I'm sorry. And then you feel betrayed, but we had like the old, like, you know, creeps, or like an old man, and you'd be like, come on, bro, you don't have been in a wreck. Come on, bro. Like,
Yeah, what would you? He's working out with a shirt and tie.
No, you seen that before?
Nah, I've seen people like that.
Where is it?
At Crunch, actually, a couple of months ago, this dude, he had on, not shirt and tie, but he just had a button up. Like some jeans.
What? Are you going to clap that up there?
Bro, he was like doing it, and I was like,
I'm thinking like chill out on the side for it. So I'm
gonna
have to wait till my funds
up. Oh, to do the
I'm like $90 a month.
Yeah, I was talking. I think I told you a couple of weeks ago. I was talking to somebody about potential box. But I'm like to do. But I'm like to do what I want. You know, with my body type, and I'm like, okay, I already know what I need to do. Mm. I just need to do it and be consistent.
That's
you know what I'm saying? As long as I do it and be consistent with it, I'll be out. Now, you know, if I'm doing it for 6 months and then I feel like, hey, you know, I'm in a rut, I need somebody's help at that point, then we can move.
Oh, yeah. I think it's just eating right now. So I just like snacking on like peanuts, bro. That's it. I think like cocktail peanuts is good as heck. So it like, helped me gain weight. And then, I pretty much just cut out like soda. I cut out like drinking a lot of juice. Pretty much, it's just, I gotta keep that rolling into the weekend. I gotta give myself one cheat day, not the whole weekend. So I'll kill.
Nah, liquids is huge. I don't even drink soda anymore. If I do drink soda, it'll be like, I'm going out to dinner, you know what I'm saying? You know, but I don't have a 2 liter of soda on my thing. To be honest, really all I drink is Nestle Pure Life Water, which I got right here next to me.
Sponsorship.
Exactly. That, and then I'm a huge lemonade. I love lemonade.
Yeah, you can get stronger than
lemonade. Yeah. Hey. Lemonade, I love tea.
Tea is good.
I have those in my fridge. Occasionally, I'll make me a good Arnold Palmer. But that's pretty much it.
A little drinking
that's time. That's pretty much it. I had some cranberry in my house the other day, but... But yeah, if it's not water, if it's not lemonade, if it's not iced tea, maybe some apple juice, it's orange juice.
It's usually green tea, mango tea, water. That's about it if I'm drinking it like by myself. But probably alcohol. That's the only thing I like occasionally. That'd be it. That's like once in a blue moon. I don't really drink like that. Same. I just drink just like a bite. See my boy Conor McGregor knocked out. Like, come on, bro. We was riding for you, bro. We came to market right just for you.
It is what it is. You think he should fight Jake Paul now?
Yes, he can still kill Jake Paul. Jake Paul will get murdered. I still want
and
to
then
see
he
that.
Get 50 mil. So
supposed to come up.
Supposed.
What's his like, share, and subscribe?
But I definitely want to see Floyd Mayweather.
That's gonna be
brothers.
That's gonna be
knocking. They allow knockouts and not doing the things that Mike and Roy Jones is doing, where they going to like body shots and not go for the knockout. It's gonna be nice, bro.
Like, nah, it's gonna be a good fight. Nah, I'm waiting for it. I'm not even really I don't really keep up with the Pauls though. But I be seeing them though. But
I don't keep up with them either. I just want to see them get knocked out.
But nah, I was surprised to see Conor do that. I wasn't expecting it. I thought he had a bag.
You
whooped him before, and you know.
First round, I thought you could do a little fight. Second round, he lost steam and buddy's clotting, bro.
My thing with Conor is, he's talking a lot. I felt like after he lost to Floyd, he should have just took a couple of years.
It was boxing, though.
You feel me?
It was boxing. He's not boxing.
But he came back and won another match
a
couple months ago. Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
But his record's still pretty good. I mean, he's 27-5 now.
But what he let us down, he would have to do a third.
I'm gonna need that get back.
Yeah. Bro. And him and Khabib are going back and forth. So, but I think Khabib is good. You're undefeated. Go ahead.
I'm tired.
At this point, you ain't gotta worry about Conor. Conor just got his ass.
Don't even interfere, dog.
Do you, bro? But we got new president too.
Oh yeah,
Joe Biden.
But you see that boy Bernie the corner
to yep.
with the mitts on. Oh boy,
bro, he's going crazy, bro. He put him on top of J. Cole's house. And he put him in the headlock with Conor McGregor
last night.
Let me ask you a question. So you think Joe Biden could do anything?
No, because you know we're connoisseurs of the flower, the plant,
you know, the Asus Prime build, you don't want to sign on that, bro. Like, come on. Like, nah, he needs to free all the people that got locked up for petty deals, not by, like, weed charges. Like, bro. No! People in Eric. Especially black people. Other black, bro. Niggas is making me upset. Thinking that this man could change the whole country or something. And then come out here. She done locked up to hella niggas too, like, bro.
Yeah,
like,
they if you did your research. Now I'm not exactly. we're not bashing Biden bond.
Like,
I'm saying this. If you've done your research, you know, you'll understand where we're coming from. But
exactly.
Not, I mean, I'm just glad we don't have a buffoon in there.
Yeah. At least he was an honest buffoon. I give him that.
Yeah, right. I'll give him that. He was
I respect that.
He let people know, but it's definitely going to be something. He's already signed some executive orders and whatnot.
Hey, so that boy Kodak.
Yeah, some things is already in the works, so we'll see.
Hey, Lil Wayne better be thinking him forever, dog, because he was...
He owned him.
Yeah, he owned him a lot. Whatever he asked before.
Especially Kodak. I wasn't even expecting Kodak to be out.
Kodak music, apparently, something like that. But Donald Trump, he... Y'all... But his supporters, his fans, though, they was not too happy. I mean, we were supposed to cover this for the past 2-3 weeks, but the Capitol riots and all that stuff, it was wild. It was crazy. Niggas would have been shot up if we tried that, but it is what it is.
What I do like about that whole situation, I mean, if I'm getting any positive, you know, insight into that, it's just the fact that you clearly see that, you know, and I'm pretty sure you heard it, you know, in the news, they're two different sides of America.
Yeah,
we live in two different Americas.
But we've been through that.
But we've been through that. Exactly. So, and like you just stated, if it was the other way around, if it was our people doing that, it would have been a World War Z scenario.
Exactly.
They would have been, you know,
sprayed up.
But now it is interesting. 2021 is definitely interesting. But speaking of supporters, I do want to just say I appreciate everybody that listens to the podcast.
You still listen to us on this episode.
Yeah.
We rock it.
I've had some people hit me up in a DM telling me that they listen to it and it's legit, and you know, I'm like, it's a lot. So I mean, if you're listening to this and we've already had that conversation, it's all love. I appreciate it. Definitely gonna be huge and consistent. Do want to have, like, you know,
Kyle's neck, y'all.
We're gonna do what? This is like episode 2? Well, second one for the year.
Yes, we definitely, I realize it's mentally, yeah, we're definitely going to keep the episodes very short. We're about to just start putting out multiple ones, honestly. Not in the same movie, but we're about to keep it very short. I'm going to give it a stat right now. 15 minutes or less, that's
good.
Yeah, the one that last one we did, probably the least amount of numbers, it's so long. But,
which I understand, that's what I'm saying, which I understand.
But yeah, we let y'all know, but I understand this too. I mean, we watch podcasts 24/7, so I thought we were just doing it. Regular people,
I mean, like an average podcast, it probably took me about 3 days. to finish a podcast.
Joe Rogan, shout out to Joe Rogan. We got our 1 minute mark, so I mean, we can wrap this one.
Just a welcome, not even a welcome back, but I mean, recap. I mean, definitely going to, you know, continue to stay consistent. Appreciate everybody that listens to us and whatnot.
We're about to record like 3 or 4 more just in case anything else pops up. So please, that's kind of honesty.
Exactly.
But we'll be back into it. Stay consistent this year, 2021.
Let's get it.
Let's get it.